We gather to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. We are very much called to the empty tomb. And the empty tomb is symbolized, the altar of God. And I have to admit, I humorously, but also spiritually, imagined Mary Magdalene coming to the disciples, and therefore to me and to you, and saying, "They have taken the Lord, and we do not know where they have taken him." So meaning, the tomb is empty. And having Peter and John running to the tomb, and I imagine myself running to the tomb also, and John beat me too. John got there first. But I think I beat Peter there. So that parts of the question for us. Have we run to the empty tomb today? The day of all days. Have we run to see the tomb is empty? You know, in a very real way, the Gospel of John, without the other appearance narratives, with just this, is saying to us, what do you believe? Do you believe that he is risen from the dead as you see the empty tomb? Now we as a people of faith have lit the Easter candle. We did that last night at the vigil. And we'll light it all throughout the Easter season and every time we baptize someone. Because that is the promise of the light of Christ in our lives. The light that death has no more power over us. And that we are called to live with him forever. Forever. I'm reminded of a moment some time ago in which there was a family, we'll call them the Woodrow family. That's not their real name. Margaret, the mom, that's not her real name either, but we'll call her that. Margaret was seriously ill and ended up in the hospital. And the doctors had told the family that she really was touch and go. Weren't sure whether she was going to make it. So all the family came in, and the priest that was there had the opportunity to visit both with Margaret a bit before she went into a coma, but also with the family. And it turns out that the family had a lot of stuff going on in their lives, and there were a couple of brothers and sisters that hadn't spoken to each other in years. But that moment brought them together. And as they talked with one another, as they stood by the bedside of their mom, something began to happen in their hearts. All of them had been baptized in Christ Jesus, but they found themselves really separated from one another. And as they kept vigil with their mom, slowly but surely, their hearts began to soften. And imagining life without their mom was quite profound for them and life-changing. So the priest, being able to minister to them, was able to enable them to forgive each other. And they did that really at the bedside of their mom. And that forgiveness opened their hearts to love one another again. And they were able then to pray, and really pray for their mom, that her mom would be lifted up, that if this was the time God was calling her, that they would be open to that, but if she was to be healed, that she would be healed. So we together anointed her. And as we anointed her, we prayed that she would receive first the peace of Christ in the sacrament of anointing of the sick. And then second, that her mind and emotions and all would be healed. And third, if it be God's will, that she would be healed. It was a moment to be standing at the empty tomb. And together, the priest and the family shared that moment. And the angel said to the woman in reply in the gospel, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He's not here. He has been raised just as he said." As the people of faith in that moment in the hospital, Margaret was healed. And it was at the empty tomb that she was healed. Jesus touching her life and blessing her. And that's really the invitation to each and every one of us, and their whole family was healed in that moment. And I had the joy of being the priest to share that moment of healing and love and resurrection with them. That's who we're called to be now, as we stand at the empty tomb, letting the love of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, truly, truly enter our hearts, enter our families, and bring healing and peace to our families. For it is at the empty tomb that we come to know he is alive. He is risen from the dead. Gathered around the empty tomb, the altar, the table of the Lord, we ask Jesus to truly be present in his body and his blood, his risen body and his risen blood, for each of us personally and for our families, our church, and the world. We pray for healing of the world too, that as his people, we may come to truly know him, love him, serve him, and witness to him as people who have stood at the empty tomb and been touched by his love, just as Margaret and her family were touched by the love of Jesus Christ. Let's pray for that grace as we renew our own baptism promises.